It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Hello, Fairbanks, and welcome to our KFAR Saturday radio lineup, Fairbanks Foodies. On Fairbanks Foodies, we go over recipes you can try, restaurants to visit, beverages to create, wonderful events that are happening here in Fairbanks, food to share with your family and friends. Basically, we look at all types of food concepts for you to enjoy, try, and experience. Fairbanks Foodies is your original Saturday local radio production show. Your OG in the local radio Saturday entertainment lineup that we bring you here at KFAR. The lineup on Saturdays has grown, expanded. Oh, my goodness. We have a fantastic lineup for you when you look at it. All of local talent on so many subjects. We have great people here on Saturdays. There is definitely something for everyone on this show. So, February. We're getting back outside a little bit. You know, you can, as I have discussed, you can grill, smoke, produce food at zero above, and we're in a period of hitting that now. A little bit more sunshine, a little bit more better weather. But what we're going to discuss today is not even close to that. I was online looking at some items, and I found the best taco in state of Alaska. And again, it was Lane's Quickie Taco. So, okay, that's great. Wonderful. My thought was, okay, what are the best tacos in Fairbanks? What are the best Mexican restaurants in Fairbanks? What are the best pizza? What are the best things like that? So I got online and started looking at TripAdvisor, a couple different publications, 2026, 2025. And here we go. That's what we're going to discuss today. And so we're going to start out with tacos. Now, number one is Lane's. And it's down there on College Road. They're open from like 11 to 2, 11 to 3, and that's it. They have multiple styles of tacos there. They are so good. And they always get the best reviews. So go to Lane's Tacos or Quickie Tacos. Then we have one that I never heard of before. And it's El Ranchero. And they are in the downtown on the 100 block of 2nd Avenue, I believe. I've never heard of El Ranchero. But they're starting to come up. So I got to take a look at them. Next, they only make tacos on Mondays, and that's Frozen Smoke Barbecue there at the Lat 65 building by Ted Jones Jr. Monday. And if you go there this Monday, he will donate 10% of his taco revenue to the Hunter Elementary School food program. So what the heck? Number four is the Blue Roof Bistro. You know, Carla, everything there is homemade, that whole menu. And when she makes anything, it's just good. Number five is Taco King. And I go to Taco King a lot for their tacos, I will admit that. They're very good. They're fast. They're affordable. Different styles, different types. Oh, man, number five, Taco King. It's at the old Burger King building, for some of us who know that. And they have a drive-thru, so I suggest you all go there and enjoy it, because I do. Number six is Miguel's. Yeah, Miguel's. You know, what the heck? Number seven, one of my favorites, is the El Dorado Bar and Grill. Every Tuesday night, the El Dorado Bar and Grill has Taco Tuesday. Mario down there, they have three different types of tacos, two for the price of one. I enjoy great beer or a margarita there. I like sitting at the bar, watching sports. You know, I go down there for a taco, and before I know it, I'm having something else that's a work of art of creativity by Mario. Incredible. Number eight, another good location that most people don't think of is Gallo's. Yeah, they got great tacos there. Oh, my goodness. Number nine is Taco Azteca. I go there, too. Bar, restaurant, great location, easy to get into in the Washington Plaza. Now, number 10, here's one for you. It's seasonal. The Tana Valley Farmers Market. And they're going to be opening up in mid-May. But they have a location there that's very good. They come out with carne asada tacos, shrimp tacos, tamales. Oh, you know, don't ask me how I know all that fun stuff, but it's just good. And what that does is that rolls us into Mexican restaurants, the best in Fairbanks. And again, Lane's Quickie Tacos was number one, even though they only serve tacos. But it was a TripAdvisor 2026. Lane's Quickie Tacos are always number one in the state of Alaska. What the heck? Number two, Taco King. They got a great menu. I mean, they just got a great menu. I love their pozole. Oh, and I get the corn tortillas, and I put all the tomato and the onion, everything in there, and I put sour cream in there, and I tear up the corn tortillas, and I put that in the soup, and it is so good. And I would go there during that 40 below crap that we had to put up with for so long. That was a heartwarming meal, and I had that once every 2 weeks when it was an average of 29 below for 50 straight days. Thank goodness. Other than that, El Dorado, number three on the list. And you got to see their menu. I mean, when Mario makes something for you, it's a work of art. You know, then Gallo's. Oh, yes. Gallo's is great menu, big menu, lots of stuff. They have, you know, your starter stuff. They have the big meals. Oh, the fajitas. They have the best fajitas in town. If you go there for anything, get the fajitas. Yeah. It takes up a lot of table space, so be prepared. Number six, Miguel's. Again, we have really good, authentic Mexican restaurants here in Fairbanks. The owners are fantastic. It's number seven, Maya Palace. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Number eight, Taco Azteca. Again, all the usual suspects. Number nine, the El Ranchero. You're going to start seeing that. And did they put a couple, like 10 and 11 was Espresso Yourself and 11 was a Taco Bell? I said, no, that's not a those are not Mexican restaurants. Those are not Mexican restaurants, so forget it. Not happening. Not from me, anyway. Oh, but what the heck. Now, pizza. Pizza in Fairbanks. Now, I do not agree with this list, but you know something? I'm going to give you the list of how it came out, then we'll discuss it. And we'll discuss it. Now, these are all good. Being Italian, I love pizza. And I remember my first introduction to pizza was not from my mom. Uncle's Pizza. Oh, the building's not there anymore. Next to the Big Eye, Uncle's Pizza. They had all the games, the Charlie Chaplin movies, pizza. You know, you're 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. Oh, my God. Pizza 12, 13. Oh, my God. But number one is East Ramp Wood-Fired Pizza. Okay. Out there at the East Ramp of the airport. Number two is the Hungry Robot. Oh, good reviews there. Number three. Now, here's one of my favorites. House of Fire Pizza. It's truly raised the bar of high-end quality pizza. And they have European dough that they make, a very specific style of sauce. It is a it's a house of fire. It's fired, wood fired, but it's a meal. It's not a fast pizza. You're sitting down there for a half hour before you get the pizza, and then it's great. Number four, one of my favorites, is Bobby's Downtown. All you have to do, now, the thing about this list that I'm going to go through, they put on the list is basically pizza places, but there's some restaurants that have great pizzas, and Bobby's is one of them. Go to the last page of his, you know, four-page, three-page menu. Go to the last page, and you're going to see about 18 different pizzas. 18, they have names for them. The Aegean, the Adrofo, you know, Greek names. They are incredible. And they can adjust each pizza for you, as all these places can. Bobby's is my favorite. Simple as that. Bobby's is my favorite. Number five. Wagner's Pizza Bus. Hey, you got to go out to, you know, Two Rivers, past Two Rivers area. You're out there off about 22 mile Chino Hot Springs Road. And go down another road. And there's a bus. It's a pizza bus. And you got to go there. If you're ever out in that area, you just got to say to yourself, I got to go to the Wagner Pizza Bus. And just do it. Enjoy it. Number six, and it's my number two. My number two is Giraldo's Restaurant. I love their pizza. If I go to Giraldo's Restaurant for Italian food, I inevitably order a pizza. No offense, they got great Italian food, but I love their pizza. They have great pizza. Number seven, Great Alaska Pizza Company. Over there between, you know, next to AT&T in the box store area. And, you know, they're going to make you a pizza to go. And it's incredible. And it's all to go. Number eight is the Red Fox. And I love the Red Fox pizza. And again, Red Fox, Giraldo's, and Bobby's are restaurants that also serve pizza. And they serve great pizza. Wonderful pizza. Go there. And you're going to see Red Fox again. You're going to see Bobby's again here on other things. Number nine, Sicily's Pizza. Hey, you want something late at night? Want a great pizza late at night? Go to Sicily's Pizza. Fantastic. Number 10 on the pizza list is Papa John's Pizza. Fairbanks, we're going to take a break and listen to some of our sponsors. Wonderful sponsors. Hope you use them. We'll be back after these messages.
Looking for bold flavors, friendly faces, and a place that just feels right? Welcome to Humble Roots Beer Project, the newest craft brewery in Fairbanks. Located at 314 Wendell Avenue, mere steps from the heartbeat of downtown. From crisp lagers to hoppy IPAs and smooth stouts, there's a pour for every palate. Join us in our laid-back tap room. Grab a fresh crowler to go. Come see what's brewing at Humble Roots Beer Project. Stay stoked on local.
Bobby's Downtown is more than fine dining. It's a way of life. We welcome everyone and look forward to serving you. Whether you're in your Carhartts or your evening gown or tux. Yes, us. This is Rena from Bobby's Downtown. Come in and have an unforgettable dining experience. The Art Deco interior strikes a balance between casual and fine dining. Whether you're in the mood for pizza or prime rib, you'll find it at Bobby's Downtown. Open late Friday and Saturday nights, always non-smoking, on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, now we're going to start a fight. if you ever want to see an argument, non-fisticuffs, but an argument about food, rank Thai food restaurants in Fairbanks. Now, I came across this map that showed in the Fairbanks area and a few out North Pole, about 20 of them, 20 Thai food restaurants. They didn't show the one out on Sheep Creek Road, but that's on this list. You know, wherever you go, you're never far from a Thai restaurant. You got more Thai restaurants than pizzas. You got more Thai restaurants than pizza places and Italian food places combined. That's just so utterly illegally amazing to me. But what the heck? So, we're going to, again, in Fairbanks, it seems like there is no bad Thai food restaurant, to tell you the truth. All these I can go to, enjoy. Everyone has a special dish at their restaurant. Everyone. I'm not that way. I enjoy a little bit of everything wherever I go. And I'm free. So, number one. Numero uno, the big one. Lemongrass Thai cuisine. That is right. Out there off of China Pump. Number two. The original, the OG, the downtown one, the Thai House restaurant. They were the ones that brought Thai cooking to Fairbanks, and boy, they set a standard. Downtown, I go there about once every 2 to 3 months, got specific clients who just love it, and whenever they say the Thai House restaurant, let's meet there, I smile and say, oh yeah, all in. Bon Thai in the Nerland building, where I work. You know, again, about once every 2 to 4 months, you know, I run up there to get some food, bring it down to my office. They're great. They're fantastic. Work hard. Great food. Good prices. Clean. Respectful. High quality. Four. Oh, man. The Noodle House Thai restaurant. You know, I'm Italian, so I love pasta. And from our last show, there's so many different types of Asian noodles. And the Noodle House Thai restaurant, they go after that. They really do. Number five is Pad Thai. Oh, yeah. You know, it's there on College Road. It's this, they've been there for 20-plus years. Are fantastic. We have a great, great amount of good Thai restaurants, so I can understand why there's more Thai restaurants than pizza places and Italian food restaurants. I say that begrudgingly. Ah, number six, Mom's Kitchen. Have you ever been there? That's at Tony Sports Bar. They have a great menu. But their Thai food, Emily and I just love. I probably go there more than any place. They have great DoorDash. I mean, when you are in there at Tony Sports Bar watching sports on their 8 screens, you're seeing all these people that's coming in and walking through to Mom's Kitchen, and they have great Thai food. I mean, fantastic. Oh, they also have the biggest double burger in Fairbanks that one day I will try, and it'll probably take me 3 days to eat. But, oh, great restaurant. You should go to Mom's Kitchen and try it. Number seven, over there at the College University Plaza at the intersection of College Road and University Avenue, the Bon Thai Express. Smaller, same menu. Fast, great, enjoyable, small place, attention to detail. Number eight, Siam Square. That's in this location, you have the House of Fire Pizza that's on this list, you have Brewster's that's on this list in other locations. And you have the Siam Square Thai restaurant, excuse me. And food location, foodie location. That's great. That is great. So, oh, yeah. You got to go there. Number nine, Sam's Wonderful Taste of Thai. I do not know where that's at, but TripAdvisor, hey, came in good. Came in good. Then number 10, Yes Noodle Soup. Now, I've been there. I'm glad it made the list. They, again, great place, great food. And this 1 through 10 are all interchangeable. Again, everyone has their number one. And then after that, these all are all interchangeable. And I'm going to give you another one. There are so many. Simply Thai. And that's out off Sheep Creek Road. My God. Then you have Nim's House of Thai Food. The Bon Thai Rama Restaurant. Oh, yeah. The Shanghai Thai To Go. Bangkok Thai Food. So you have 15 there. 15 Thai restaurants that I brought up. And that's not all of them. That's what I think is half of them. One time I did a count of how many places sold Thai food? I think the number was 32. You know, there's drive-through Thai food places out of off Badger Road, off Farmer's Loop, out there off of Sheep Creek Road. It's next to the sports center out there, down from Ann's Greenhouse, and Sheep Creek Road turns into Goldstream, and just before you hit the Goldstream, you go up this little road, and there's a Thai restaurant that does great. Now, oh, yeah, we're going to go into a one here that is always debatable, but they're all good. And this is not my list. Remember, this is not my list. Top burgers in Fairbanks. Number one, the Pump House Restaurant and Saloon. They got a great burger out there. And now that new ownership, they've just improved the menu. They kept that great burger. Wonderful. Here's one I don't think of, and it surprised me, but then upon reflection, it did not surprise me. The Cookie Jar Restaurant. Everything the Cookie Jar does is good. Everything. Simple as that. Great breakfast is there. Great lunches, great cookies, great desserts. You know, if you grew up in Fairbanks or you've been here for a while, you know, you went and got pie over there off the old Steese and anyway, great pie place. This place has taken it over. You need a pie, you go to the Cookie Jar. You need a piece of pie, you need cookies, you go there. Number three, top burgers in Fairbanks is Big Daddy's. And I concur, you know, I'm a barbecue aficionado, so it's hard for me to go into a restaurant and order barbecue because I make it much better because I make it personal. I don't make it for the masses, so to speak. But the Big Daddy's burgers are fantastic. Fantastic. Big, beautiful, boastful. Number four, DW Grill and Catering. Now, this is not the last time you're going to hear about DW Grill and Catering. I love their mushroom burger in there. You know, they're only open till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon from like 8 or 9 to 3 p.m. And they have a great lineup of burgers. And that mushroom burger, you know, I'm always going to go there and get something else, I say to myself. But as I'm ordering, there's the mushroom cheeseburger, and there I am. Number five, Brewster's. They're always winning a competition with their wonderful charbroiled burgers. Always, always. Number six, Chattanooga Lodge. Hey, still there, still doing it. Number seven, I would have placed this one higher. Blue Roof Bistro. Yeah, I'd have placed that one higher. Carla and what she does with that, what she does with her burgers and Oh, man. Just wonderful. I mean, they're fantastic. They're incredible, as is she. Number eight, and I enjoy this. I love having the Pike's Landing Burger in the bar or out on the deck in the summer. It's just hearty. It's good. It's fantastic. Jeffrey B., you're one of my favorites. You've been out there with Guy Kasnick before Jay. You run a great ship. Your food is wonderful, and I appreciate you and Jay and the late Guy Kasnick, really. Number nine, the Oasis Restaurant and Lounge. Most people don't think of them for great food, but they got great breakfasts, great sandwiches, great burgers. Go there. Enjoy it. Do it. Number 10, it used to be the Red Lantern, and now it's the restaurant there at the in the Westmark. They have a smorgasbord of about four different burgers that are just good, big, and fantastic. And it's not often I say, hey, go to a hotel and get a burger, but that's one of them. Some of the also-rans that you should look at. Food Factory. Oh, yeah. The Fox Den. Go out there. It's open in the summer, that's all. Or Monday Night Burgers at the Turtle Club. And they're open for lunch now. You know, so that. Zach's Restaurant, another location at a hotel. Chena's Alaska Grill, only open in the summers. Ivory Jack's. Should have been higher on this. Stupid TripAdvisor. Ivory Jack's, you make incredible food. Benny just bought you. The owners of the Ivory Jacks, they sold it to the right person who will do well with that. And it's great to see. So now, here's one that I bet you're thinking of. How come I didn't give a wings? I looked and looked and looked for wings, and they'd give you three or four. It just there was helter skelter. There was nothing concrete after about number three or four, and I'm looking at them saying, that's not right. So this is the wings in town. They're all good, my top to bottom, but you can interchange these as you want. These are how I like them. Number one, Fenders, best wings, fantastic, juicy, big, so many different styles. Oh my goodness. Fantastic. Number two, Frozen Smoked Barbecue. They weren't on the burger list from TripAdvisor, but it's one of my favorite burgers. But they also, on Sundays, do wings. They only do 50 batches for you, but they do about five different types. And oh my God, smoked wings are great. You know, Big Daddy's and Frozen Smoke Barbecue, they and other locations do smoke wings. But Frozen Smoke Barbecue is fantastic, and it's the whole portion of it. Number three, Dave's List. The Burger Zone. That's right, the Burger Zone. Number four, again, Mom's Kitchen in Tony's Sports Bar, the kitchen there. Number five, Big Daddy's, yeah. Smoked, fantastic, just delectable, incredible. Fairbanks, we also have the Greens, Brewster's, Pike's Landing, and Red Fox. And we must close down our show, but also Bobby's Downtown. Ran out of time. You have a great Saturday. Enjoy your day, and we will be back.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.